We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams.
You know, history's the history. Like, I'm kind of done talking about it. Like, we go back so much all the time, and that those days are over.
Are you as high on Caleb Williams now as you were when the Bears first drafted him? 312-644-6767, the number here. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's Mark Grody and Rami Makhlouf in for Layla and Marshall. Both are off today. I still feel pretty damn good about Caleb Williams, but maybe the concern meter has gone from maybe up a notch from like a 3 to a 4, just because of some of the stuff that I have seen and some of the complications that existed last year with Caleb Williams that are still showing themselves, and I still have not seen like good days stacked together one after another with the cap. And I take it all into consideration: the new coach, the bad coaching last year, the new defense, the new offensive coordinators, the new play calls. It all adds in. But for a guy that we were all, and I said it too, calling generational, calling elite, calling the best quarterback since Andrew Luck, that has taken a slight hit with me. Still think he's pretty good. I said it yesterday, if I still had to press the yes or no button on Caleb Williams, it's still yes, but I'm not as convinced as I was when they drafted him.
My concern was never necessarily Caleb Williams, and not that there aren't, you know, holes in his game or weaknesses that he can work on. My concern is, as a lifelong Bears fan and watching them break every quarterback that they've ever drafted or traded for or signed, I wondered if they were going to break another one. And I had concerns about the offensive line going into last year. I had concerns about Shane Waldron as an offensive coordinator going into last year and how that type of stuff might affect his development and success at the NFL level. And it's better this year, or at least I think it's better this year. They addressed the offensive line. They got the brightest offensive mind in the league in Ben Johnson, but we haven't seen this offensive line play together. We haven't seen Ben Johnson be a head coach. So I do still have questions about that, but I'm more confident that those questions will be answered in the way I'd like to see them be answered than I was last year. So maybe slightly more confident, and less to do with Caleb Williams, more to do with the situation that Caleb Williams is in and that nest that Ryan Poles talked about putting him in last year. I think the nest is a little bit more well-built and a little bit more secure this year, but I won't fully believe that until I see it on the field because I'm just too traumatized as a Bears fan and seeing what they've done to quarterbacks my whole life.
The Bears are in the best position right now, I think, and this is dangerous to say, the best position they've been in a long time to properly develop a quarterback.
On paper.
Ben Johnson, you feel really good. Like, nobody knew that Shane Waldron was going to be a complete fail. And I'm using Waldron because it was Waldron who was running the offense.
Yes.
But we gave him a chance. We didn't know much about him except for his work in Seattle with Geno Smith. We hit everybody over the head with that. Well, he did this with Geno Smith, and he was awful. But even on paper, you could not have looked at that and said, yeah, Shane Waldron is going to give the Bears a great chance to finally develop a quarterback. Ben Johnson is the best opportunity you've had in the string of top-ranked quarterbacks.
For all the struggles he did have last year, and he had struggles, I didn't see anything from Caleb Williams that was like a red flag where I was like, man, maybe this guy ain't it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was watching him going, oh my God, look at this terrible situation that he's in.
A lot of the time, I mean? Yeah.
So if you're asking me about just Caleb Williams, I'm right where I was last year. If you're asking me about my confidence that Caleb Williams will pan out, it's a little bit higher this year, but more because of the circumstance and the situation.
Let's, Robbie Tree, do me a favor. Bring me Paul in Lockport. Paul, you're on the Score.
Hey, gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, Grody, if I saw you on the street, I would want to stop and talk and have a beer with you, even though I know you don't drink.
Hey, man, you buy me. You see me on the street, we'll do it, and we'll I'll have an O'Doul's, and you could get drunk, and I'll drive you home. How's that sound?
10-4, I like that.
All right, Paul, we'll let you talk to Robbie. Robbie, write that down. Thank you. Go ahead. Yeah.
For me, man, I got Bears PTSD when it comes to these quarterbacks, and I just don't hear enough of you embedded reporters saying like today was like the best day. It's always, it was a bad day, and there's a couple of good plays, and that's what I'm concerned about. I just don't, I'm not really giving up, but I'm not feeling it.
Okay. All right. Paul, you know what we need to do for Paul? We need to give Paul a couple beers in him. That's really,
he'll feel better.
No, I get it. Like, hey, man, like even when I was a fan of the Bears and I would listen for Bears stuff when they were in Platteville, when I was just a young prepubescent Grody, and I'm like, what's going on with the Bears? And I'd be like, I want to turn on the radio. I want to hear Kopic on sports. Tell me that everything's okay in Bears camp. They're flinging it around here. It's better than ever. And like when I didn't hear that stuff, I'd be like, what the hell is going on out there? And I might get mad at the people who were reporting it, but I understand where he's coming from, because even when, like, as a reporter out there, like, I want to sit here and tweet to you about the bombs that Caleb Williams is throwing. I don't want to tell you that he had another mediocre day. Unfortunately, there's been a lot of mediocre days.
Can I ask you, as somebody who covers Bears camp, I was watching, there's a podcast I watch and listen to sometimes. My old buddy Phil Mackey, he works up in Minneapolis.
Okay.
He does a podcast with a couple of former offensive linemen, Patrick Searles and Alex Boone. And Searles was saying he hates. That was his exact, he hates reporters who chart training camp.
Oh man.
And what quarterbacks are doing in training camp. And his point was, you don't know what they're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
Like they might be telling the quarterback to throw into the blitz, to work on throwing into a blitz. And he laid out a bunch of situations. How much stock do you, because you hear it all the time. Caleb was 16 for 27 in live action drills hitter, whatever the case might be. How much stock do you put in what you see from a quarterback out on the field in training camp when you hear it or when you see it?
I think that there's some things that you could look at and say it doesn't matter what he knows about or what he's being told to do or what he knows the defense isn't or is not doing. Accuracy is accuracy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
See, you know what I mean? Fair. Like, if I'm out there one day, and there was a day where I was out there, and he was like, Caleb Williams was missing on deep balls, and there's no like one-on-one coverage, right? Like deep, so there's no funny stuff going on right there. You could also tell, you know, like when the pocket is collapsing, and what is Caleb Williams doing with the football at that point? You could tell, and look, Caleb Williams talked about this, about his, one of the things that he specifically was struggling with was short throws to the left side, and you would see him throwing the ball behind people. So, and that goes for the positive things too. Like when he threw the misdirection to Cole Kmet at Soldier Field, it was a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
The whole defense was on the other side. There's a wide open. How many times have you seen Bears opponents do that against them? I don't take any points away from the Caleb's great plays either. All of that stuff though, Rami, like you could add that. See, I always say, like, we are presenting you with as many facts as we can from Hallis Hall, and then you could take it as a fan or a broadcaster, do with it whatever you want. You could take all the disclaimers and mix all of that in, so you can have your own opinion, because none of us knows really how much Caleb Williams is affected by having this brand new offense, brand new coach, you know, different defense. All of it is different. None of us really knows how to calculate
right.
that. But feel free to add it in and not take seriously the problems that he's had. If you want to wash that away, that's fine. But I will continue to present you with the truth.
So extrapolate what you want.
Absolutely.
From the information
and that's
being
fair.
Given.
And that's not me being, you know, like getting mad at people. Like, absolutely. Listen to what we say and then add all the add last year, mix it all in, and then make your opinion on Caleb Williams.
I just want to use the word extrapolate. You've used fastidious a couple times. I felt like I needed to match you on that.
You write that down, Rob?
Extrapolate.
Yeah, see, Robbie knows.
I don't even know how to spell it. Yeah.
Yeah, write that down. And while you're at it here on the Rahimi and Harris show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Grody and Maklouf in for those two here today, asking you the question, are you as comfortable with Caleb Williams right now as you were the day the Bears drafted him? 312-644-6767. Somebody please bring me Gotti in Rogers Park. Gotti, you are on The Score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. This is amazing.
Sure.
First of all, a few callers ago, y'all were talking about Shane Waldron, and I just want to say that Jackson Smith and Njigba knew that Waldron wasn't going to be good.
Yes, he did. And we shouldn't have just used that as a little kicker. And finally, no. That should have been the headline.
When I saw that clip, I passed over it. I was just like, oh, like, whatever. Like,
same.
Probably not a big deal.
Same.
But so much. There were so many words in that one clip, and we all should have seen it coming. But, yeah, overall, when Caleb was drafted, I always have super high hopes for all the Bears players. So in my mind, I was like, this is the guy. He's going to light it up this year. He's going to be the quarterback that we never had. And I think this past season, while obviously there was a lot of issues with the staff and the environment around him, I also think that it was just kind of like a reflection of like, oh, like most quarterbacks don't like light it up necessarily their first year. So in that sense, I'm not as high just because like I was so beyond high when he was just drafted, like unrealistically. So now I feel that I'm a little bit more grounded in terms of my expectations, but I still, I see throws that he made this past year that I was like I'm young, like I'm 23. I've only seen like a handful of Bears quarterbacks, but he made throws that I haven't seen the last four Bears quarterbacks make. So that makes me really, really hopeful in regards to him and his future.
Gotti, thank you. You, sir, you were amazing. Rami, what did you think about what Gotti had to say?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't as high as he was just because of, like I said, I've just seen the Bears break too many quarterbacks. But, yeah, I mean, he does things that we haven't seen a Bears quarterback do since maybe Jay Cutler.
No doubt.
Had all the arm talent in the world, and it never really panned out. I'm not taking Jay Cutler off the hook for that. But he, like every other Bears quarterback we've seen, time and time again, was not put in the best situation.
And to be sure, when Jay Cutler was here, you got the reports you wanted. You know, I was in the business then, but I was like, okay, I want to hear this. Let's hear what Zach has to say out there. And it was like, oh my God, Jay Cutler has a rifle for an arm. Look what he is doing.
Yeah.
So it's happened before. There are quarterbacks that string good days together in training camp. Bears training camp coverage on The Score is presented by Chevy Drive Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.